Now let's review the meanings of present perfect verb tenses. In the video, they talked about two meanings. Meaning number one has two parts. The first situation where we use present perfect verbs is to talk about a complete activity that occurred at an unspecified or unknown time in the past. For example, have you ever eaten at that restaurant? So we're asking if you have eaten there at any time before in your entire life. That's an unspecified or unknown time in the past. Anne has already left for work. That means Anne left, but we don't really know what time, and it's really not important in this sentence. I have finished my homework already. Again, it's completed, my homework is completed, but I'm not saying when it was completed. I'm just saying that it's finished, and it was completed or finished at some time in the past. The other situation for meaning one is to talk about an action that happened repeatedly in the past. For example, we have been to Mexico many times on vacation. How often have you seen that movie? And I'm sick of pizza. I've eaten it 5 times already this week. All of those sentences describe actions or activities that happened repeatedly in the past, so we use present perfect verb tense. Meaning number two in the video is used to talk about an activity that began in the past and continues up until now, until present time. For example, I've known Jim since I was a child. That means I met him, let's say, when I was 7, and I still know him. This is an activity that began in the past, and it's still true or still happening now. The next sentence, Jose has studied English for 2 years, again, describes an activity that began in the past and continues until present time. Jose began studying English 2 years ago, and he is still studying it. And the last example is, he has been living in America for 5 years. Now here, you see that we've changed it a little bit. We have plus the past participle of be, been, and then we have a gerund, an ing verb, living, has been living. This is present perfect progressive, and it really has almost the same meaning as has lived in this sentence. He has lived in America for 5 years. He has been living in America for 5 years. Those sentences really have the same meaning. Try the sorting activity to test your understanding, and when you're done, click on the next page.